Welcome to Out There with TJ Ryan. It's strange. It's unusual. It's mysterious. It's out there, out there, out there, out there. And now your host, TJ Ryan.
Yesterday I went to my chiropractor and I noticed that he had these Nordic Natural Omega-3 supplements on a shelf and he was selling them. It was a good price on them, so I thought, you know what, I'm going to buy some. I've interviewed more than one person from that represents Nordic Naturals. I talked to a woman, I think it was Amy or Ami Shunny. I think she was talking about that. She was a natural doctor and she suggested that people... As I recall in the interview, she suggested that people try doing that before maybe taking some medications. She wasn't against medications, but she believed that there were options that we could all take. And I also interviewed a man from Chicago, and I can't think of his name right now. I think, was it Stuart? Anyway, he worked for the World Health Organization, and it's listed in my archives. If you go back, you'll be able to find it. But... he talked about how omega-3s disappeared from our diet back in the 80s. Now, granted, not just fish, salmon and all that other stuff, but also in cattle, he said. And as I recall in the interview, he said they stopped feeding, the cattle stopped feeding on natural grasses, and that's where the omega-3s, and if you look back in our history in the United States, we started to change mentally. We became more unstable in the 80s, 90s, and so forth. We started having major problems. Now, some people will say it's because we shut down a lot of the facilities that housed people. That's part of it. But also, what's going on with people where they seem they're just going to fly off the handle for no reason? And I'll tell you what, I've felt some of this, not to the point of completely flying off the handle, but you feel stressed a little bit, you know, over things that normally don't stress you. And I know part of it is the great changes we're going through. Part of it is maybe a lack of sleep sometimes. But also, I think it's our diet, and it's not what we believe it is. And I believe, my conspiracy part of me believes that it's deliberate. It's done to keep us from truly realizing who we are. When people... if you have people that could wake up and see things as they are, and you don't want them to do that, then you're going to do everything you can. And whether it's a distraction with the TV or their video games, electronics, whatever, or the foods they eat, it's basically a way to keep us from really questioning things around us. And I know a lot of you that listen to this probably already do question. Maybe you listen to other shows and you agree with what they say. So what I'm saying is nothing new to you. I guess I just want to talk about what I think potentially after now seeing that my chiropractor had Nordic Naturals and I've never taken it, even though I've had people on my show and I probably should have. I was going to get around to it, you know, one of these days, but I never did. I've been wanting to do something to support my brain health and balance it out because I really feel I need to. You know, when I was younger, maybe I didn't think I needed to. But I find myself not as upbeat and cheery as I'd like to be all the time. And I want to return to that state of being in a joyous, happy state, peaceful state. And there's just more pressures that are added onto everybody's plate, I think, makes it a little more difficult. Depends how you lead your life, I guess, right? But we're seeing more and more of that going on, and it's what you allow to get to you. You know, I've always been kind of one of those people that I get a bit worried about things, and I've really learned a lot to relax and let go and be patient and all that, but still, there are concerns, everyday concerns, right, for all of us. And you see the way things are going. To me, it's very obvious the way things are going. We're turning into a medicated society. Everything is done with a prescription medication. And the side effects from these medications are unbelievable. I just can't believe people want to take these things. Maybe they think they have no other option. sometimes you're not even taking it because you need to. It's like, well, if you have this problem, why don't you try this? Granted, the side effects aren't pretty bad, but it might help your problem, even though it's a minor problem you could probably live with. I'm thinking, I'd rather live with the minor problem than take something that could affect my health down the road. And that's what a lot of these, well, I think most prescriptions, I can't say for all of them, but a lot of them, a lot of those prescriptions can lead to major problems because they don't really solve the issue. What we need to do, in my opinion, is take something that's going to heal us, not mask the symptoms. And drugs, people refer to drugs as medicine. Well, the doctor gave me medicine. He gave you a drug. I mean, let's just be honest about it. He gave you a drug. And the drug may help you, may at times give you some aid, and over, and your body can handle it for a while, especially when you're younger. But as you get older, what happens? It's not going to be as easy. They don't talk about that, do they? Well, they talk about the side effects and the commercials, but they don't tell you. People that go through chemo and radiation, they don't tell you the ugly side of that, eventually to the point where you don't have many options left. And I think we need to keep looking for alternative options because there are natural, healthy alternative options. We just have to figure out what is legit and what isn't, because even those can be, there can be companies trying to make a buck and maybe not being legitimate. So I've known about Nordic Naturals for a while, and I've never really taken their products, and I should because I had them on my show, but both people that I've had more than two, I think, were very credible, you know, with what they told me. And if it's true, then that if we don't receive omega-3s in our diet, and we haven't done it for a number of years, if it's been a long time, then there's a malnutrition going on in our brains. And this is what's causing the emotional imbalance, which is causing many in our society to act violently or fly off the handle or get in people's face. I just can't believe the way people do that nowadays. It never used to be that way. Have we lost respect for everybody and think it's just okay to express ourselves any way we want? I don't get that. I just don't. And I see it more, you know, maybe if you live in a big city, you don't see that because, you know, you don't interact with people as much. But in a smaller community, you pretty much know a lot of people, most of the people or a lot of them. And when things like this happen, they stand out. Well, they've been happening more and more and more. And I don't know what it's like where you're at. So that explains to me at least that omega-3s potentially could make a difference. And I'm going to give it a shot. So I took some last night and felt really good. I actually had an incredible dream, very vivid dreams. And I haven't had those in a long time, once in a while. But I used to have them every night. I used to have, I'm the type of person that had vivid dreams, I think because I had that connection. And maybe it started to fade. Maybe it's time I started taking this. And maybe the universe is trying to tell me something, right? I've been meaning to get around to it, but you know how that is. So I remember I interviewed a man, and I can't think of his name. He's from Madison, Wisconsin, but he started a company that they used jellyfish, and he said it could help people with dementia. He found natural substance in jellyfish, and it's kind of connected like omega-3s because omega-3s helps with your brain function. I don't know if it'll help you with dementia, but it should help the sharpness of your mind. And he said that this jellyfish stuff, the one side effect was that it really gave you lucid dreaming, which he says is not a bad side effect if you don't mind dreaming, and who doesn't? So, and the reason it does that, because I think you start connecting more. Your brain starts connecting. I'm not a scientist or a doctor, and some of you might listen to this and are scientists and doctors and go, that's a bunch of baloney. And that's fine. Express your opinion. Feel free to do so. Otherwise, you know, I just believe there's something there to support that seems to believe that if we don't get the right nutrition, we get sick. It's that simple. And when we do get the right nutrition, we get better, if we want to. You have to have an attitude as well. There's other factors. Some people will say that it's your time. When you go, it's your time. And no matter what you do, it's your time. I believe that. If we are programmed to believe that it's our time to go, no matter what we do. That's why no drug, No natural product will ever completely heal everybody because it's an individual thing. And some of you will say, well, yeah, but I want to live. I want to be healthy. That's what you're saying on the outside. You need to convince and see what the inside is, because I think we all have a plan. And if the plan was, TJ, when you reach 60, you're going to check out, okay? And then I get to 60 and I go, no, wait a second. I'm not ready. And but that's what you wanted. Well, I want to change that. Do you really, really want to change that? You're saying that, but do you really? So you have to convince subconscious deeper within that's what you really want to do. And I think if you do that, you change the plan. That's what I truly believe. But it's a combination of things, too. You have to change your attitude. If you have an attitude of holding on to things or being negative about things, all that affects that. All that. If you can live in a state of joy as much as possible, and I always tell people that, I always tell them bloy or ploy, which is peace, love, and joy, or blessings, love, and joy. Joy to me is one of the most important things, because love is hard to define. How do you define the word love? You tell somebody, live in a state of love. Well, love means a lot of different things. How you love something. What is that? You know, define that. Well, I care about it. Okay. But to me, my experience after seeing my mother and my father on the other side, and the love I felt from them was just pure joy. If I had to define it, just pure joy. And that's why I keep going back to saying, live as much as you can in a state of joy and be around the people that make you feel that way as much as you can. Now, we maybe always can't do that. And then when you're in circumstances that do make it uncomfortable, try to find a way to return to that joy. What's cool for me is that I can go home every night after, even if I've had a day where I run into some people that were trying to manipulate me or control. I don't like people that want to control. And I can go home and sit outside or just be outside, and the joy just floats back in because nature's around me. And that's what gives me joy. So whatever it is that gives you joy. And now I have a grandson. And so I'm sure I'm going to get a lot of joy from that as well, just being around him. So there are many things, you know, that tug at us, I think, that affect our health. And I think it really makes a lot of sense to me. And now that I, you know, saw Dr. Hubert endorsing Nordic Naturals, he said he felt it was one of the two best companies out there with natural products. I think that it says a lot, because he doesn't support those kind of things very easily. And he really checks into them before he recommends anything to any of his patients. So, you know, I guess I should have followed up on that sooner and just, you know, tried some of it and saw if it made a difference. And so far, so good. I like it. I felt more focused this morning, but that's just one day. I've only been taking it. But I guess my whole point of doing this is that, who do you trust and who do you believe? And do you see that there's some kind of manipulation and control going on within our own nation? Or is it just all by accident? We're just happen to get, you know, the food is getting, it's not as healthy for us as it used to be. And, well, that's just because, you know, they make more of it and, you know, they're not watching, it's not handled. Or is it deliberate? Well, part of it's for profit. There's no question. They're doing everything they can to make profits. That's what this nation's all about. That's what capitalism's all about. But it's profit without concern, it seems like. More and more, there's fewer restrictions to, how can you let these companies use things like GMOs? I've heard a lot about that. And you wonder, is that good for us? And how come other nations don't think it's good? How come other nations won't allow it? Because they're leery and they want to test it out before they, you know, it should definitely be tested out before. Why do we do that? Who's behind that allows that to happen? And is it done part in profit? Absolutely. But is it also done to control us? Are we as free as we think we are? I normally don't go down this road, but I mean, it has to be said. We, from what I can see, of a lot of people, we're being fed garbage food. And, you know, your attitude towards it affects it as well. If you truly shine your light on it, you can make it at least somewhat healthy for you. So you shouldn't worry about it. I don't worry about it. But they're controlling us in so many ways, through the media, through TV, through the music, through basically programming us, or in some cases, like the medications. If you're on medications, if you start taking Ritalin because you're hyperactive as a younger child, does that allow you to think freely? No. Some people would say that children that are hyperactive are very gifted. They're born with a great awareness, and that's why their thoughts are racing. That's why they have a tough time sitting still, because they're born with this. I truly believe this now. And so if you know that there's a group of people that are coming here to expose the truth, and you don't want the truth to come out, what are you going to do? You're going to say, you have a disease, and we need to keep you quiet, because we don't want the truth. We want this charade to last as long as possible. And again, I go back to the whole bigger picture. You step back from the whole thing, and you look at who's behind it, and what's behind it, and why. And the ones behind it are the ones that have been controlling things for thousands of years, and it's an agreement. And the agreement is coming to an end. This is the way it's explained to me. And the ones of the light are returning. We've allowed this other way to go for a long time. And so now the ones that aren't of the light are saying, no, wait a second here. We don't want to, we're going to hang on for a little longer. You're really not going to push us out of here because you don't do that. Because you come from love, you're just going to allow us to be. It's like, yeah, we come from love, but you know what? When enough people say that's it, it's it. You're going to have to go somewhere else. You're going to have to go. Well, we're going to do everything we can to cause chaos before we leave. So too bad. So that's what we're going through. And then on top of that, the earth is shifting and changing and becoming evolving, I guess, from what I can see. And it's not global warming as much as it's, I truly believe the earth is shifting and evolving. And so there's the chaos of those energies on top of the lack of nutrition and the awakening. You know, we are downloading, it's like a computer. Somebody once said, I read an article. There's a man by the name of James Tiberian, and I read his articles about Metatron. I really like what he has to say. But Metatron, the archangel, was talking about how we are downloading so many things right now. And we really are, some people are getting headaches at the top of their head, their crown chakra. Mild headaches, and I get this from time to time too, because so much is being downloaded. We are going through a change. And the change is that we are becoming more aware. And there's growing pains that come with that. Because for so long, we've been living in bodies, I truly believe, we've been living in bodies that have been manipulated so that we wouldn't have total awareness. And I'm not even going to worry about who the ones that have done the manipulating. I know who they are. You may not, but it doesn't matter. Why dwell on that? Let's dwell on what we're here to do. And what we're here to do, I believe, is to wake people up. We're all in it to help each other out, to see this bigger picture of where we want to go. You know, we are not here by accident. And some people are here just to wander through life. That's fine. That's absolutely fine. You didn't want to be a part of this. That's great. You know, life is your own experience. But there are those that signed up for this thing, and sometimes I wish I didn't. And this is really the first time I'm really talking about this in detail. But I know now what I didn't know a few years ago. It's just becoming more clear. And you sign up for these things, and you know that, okay, I'm going to be here at the beginning of this great shift, this great change. And it may take a long time. I don't know how long it's going to take. Metatron, the Archangel Metatron, talks about it could be a couple hundred years. He talked about, and what I like about Metatron is that it's similar to Ramtha teachings. And I used to really get into the Ramtha teachings. But they pinpoint things. They tell you, this is going to happen here, this is going to happen there. Some of them come true, some of them don't, because things are always changing. The future is not a guaranteed thing. Ramtha talked about the Greys before anybody even knew what they were. The aliens called the Greys. He defined what they were doing here. He talked about Sasquatch. He talked about all these things were going on in the world. And I've watched a lot of them play out exactly as he said they would be. And some other things, maybe not so much. And now, for Metatron, he talks about 2038. It's another important date or something that another shift is coming. I mean, we're constantly going through shifts where we're receiving more and more. And then, you know, there are those that don't want us to go through that. So what are they going to do? They are not of the light. And they'd wish not at this point in their evolution to be a part of that. And that's fine. It's just that we're saying, okay, well, you can go somewhere else and play that game. There are going to be those that will still always want to experience that. And I think there always will be a place for people if they want to go that. But Earth is not going to be one of those places. And it soon is going to change. Now, soon, I mean, how do you measure soon? Could be 100 years, could be 50 years, could be tomorrow, could be 300 years. But Metatron talks about how it could be at least a couple hundred years, 300 years down the road before a complete shift over. Now, I remember I did a show with Joy Melchizedek, and we talked about where she had me look into the future. Did you listen to that show? Now, I didn't really believe what I was seeing or what I was saying, to be honest with you. I don't know. She says, oh, you're a channel. You could do all this. And I said, yeah, I think I can. But when it happens, you kind of doubt it, especially in the beginning. You doubt whether or not you're making stuff. I don't know. But I remember I said when we did that future thing, because we kept going into the future, and we eventually went into the year 2500, and that's when I saw a big change. So, and this is before I knew anything about what Metatron was talking about. So really, you know, I was saying about 400 years down the road that there would be great peace at that point and great harmony within the planet. Now, whether or not that's right, I mean, obviously, none of us are going to probably, unless we learn how to stay in these physical bodies and ascend with them and not perish, unless you have good memory from lifetime to lifetime, you're going to go, in the year 2500, yeah, I remember that show that one guy did. What was his name? And he talked about, yeah, he was right, see? Yeah, he must have been tapping into something. I think it's all about, you know, if there's something I can take that's going to allow me to be more aware, and it's a natural product that I don't have to worry about it affecting my health, then I'm going to take that. And it may not just be something that's going to be good for my memory and those kind of things, but also maybe allow me to have some psychic abilities. I don't know. I already have them. But maybe it's going to allow me. You always wonder, well, how come I can't take that next step? Some people, it seems so easy. Well, maybe they work harder at it. Or maybe it just comes more natural. And they chose those gifts when they were born, so it was more natural as they came into the body. And for others, well, we want it to be a struggle. It's always more fun that way. I don't know. That's just me speculating. So, as I'm looking on my website right now, let me see here. 2013. That's when I spoke with September 2013, Stuart Tomk, if you want to listen to that, TOMC. He was with the World Health Organization, and he was promoting Omega-3 Nordic Natural is the company. We talked about a few different things, but one of the coolest things that he told me was that he said they did some kind of research in England on hardened criminals that were very violent, and they gave them omega-3s, and they found that after a short period of time, and I don't remember exactly what he said, but he said after a short period of time, they were more mellow, more peaceful. And it just makes sense. And some people might say, well, maybe he's just making, I don't know. I can't imagine you go around making those statements if you don't have something to back up. Now, he came just short of saying that there was a conspiracy by the pharmaceuticals. He came real close. He wouldn't go there. I wanted him to in the interview because I really feel there is. You run out the competition. This is what's become in the United States. I guess it's always been like this. Maybe all throughout the world. You know, instead of competing not just to compete with somebody, it's to rub out, stamp out your competition so they do not exist. And how is that right in any way? You know, I never liked that. Win at all costs. Really? Or do whatever you can. I love these companies. They go out and they will oversell their product or overprice it. And I guess it's up to them, whatever they want to charge. And they'll lie to people and they'll steal from them. Here's a good example, a car company. And I'm not picking anybody out in particular, but I've seen it happen. They'll sell you a product. Well, look it. We could pick a major one out, but they did recently. They lied for how many years? Even though they got bailed out by the government, they knew one of their product was killing people, and they did nothing about it. And now they're trying to backpedal. Really? So it's about profit. And I guess you can't blame them. But they didn't take accountability. And then I think at times there are some dealers that are probably, God forbid I say this word, reputable. Some I'm sure are. And then there are those that maybe a lot of them that aren't, because I've had it happen to me where they've lied to me. So on top of that, they're overpricing the vehicle. The vehicle may have some major problems that you don't find out about. And then on top of that, they're sticking it to you when you go to get it fixed. And they're making it harder and harder to go to the little guy who's cheaper to get it fixed because it's more complicated now. And I noticed that. And I talked to the little guy quite a bit because I like the little guy. The little guy's down to earth and he tells you the truth and you can trust the little guy. And I can't say that I necessarily feel that way about the bigger ones. Maybe some of them are. So what I've noticed that we are willing to rip you off in so many different ways. And then to make ourselves feel good, we have philanthropy. Well, we'll give back to this needy cause or that needy cause. So basically, does it make it right if you stole from people and lied to people and manipulated people and then you turn around? Andrew Carnegie, I mean, what he did was great in many ways. And maybe he saw the error of his ways. But what did he do to the people that worked for him when they tried to start a union? He hired somebody to bust it, and he didn't care if people died. And then maybe that affected him, and he changed his tune. But then he started the Carnegie Foundation. So we've watched this go on throughout our history. Well, it's okay to do that to people. It just kind of cracks me up. Well, we're going to give back and look like good Samaritans in the community. Well, why don't you do that to begin with, and you won't have to give back? That's my point on it. If you live your life like that every day, you don't have to do that. It's great to give back, you know. You still can succeed without having to stick it to people. Maybe you don't succeed quite as well, but I think you have a longer term that you will succeed because you're doing it the right way with the right intent. And a lot of people might agree with that, but a lot of people say, yeah, but that's not the real world. It just doesn't work that way. The old world, it doesn't work that way. You're right. It probably, but there is a new world that I believe is coming. And if we continue to go down this road of doing what we're doing, we are going to see repercussions. And we already are. The truth is coming out. The old ways are collapsing, I really believe. Just a matter of time. I don't want chaos. I don't want collapse. But if the truth is coming out and it's meant to come out, then it will. And the more you keep hanging on to the old ways and doing things that are inherently wrong, the way you treat other people, doing something at somebody else's expense. I think the universe has a message, and it's coming back around. Now, I've been hearing a lot from my psychic friends, not Dionne Warwick, my psychic friends, that are concerned about some of the things going on the planet, and they think that there's more dark energy that is rearing its ugly head and trying to create chaos, and it's always been that way. It's always been that way. We have a press that manipulates the truth. Being on this side of it, I know how it works. I think I do. And so everybody's upset. Here's the big issue. And I thought I'd mention this a little bit this time around because I don't have a guest this week. The Ukraine, we've got to stop what the Russians are doing over there and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, I don't know who I believe in all of this. I just don't know. countries have disagreements. There are civil wars that take place. Lives are lost. Yes, it's sad. It's horrible. I wish it wouldn't. But in the past, we've supported ones that wanted to break away. It just depends which country it is. And then other ones we say, no, these are rebels. We have to stop them. So it all depends on who we like and who we don't like. And then there are other things that go on in the world and we just ignore it like it never happened. And we let these people annihilate each other, millions. And we just go, well, you know, and why is that? Why? And I think it's about gain. It always is. There's something to gain. When we got something at stake that financially we can gain from. So when you hear this stuff in the press, and part of it's meant to rile you up, they want you riled up. They want you riled up. They don't want you at peace and joy. They want you riled up. Don't be. Maybe just don't trust what they have to say. I feel sad for, you know, the things that happen, certainly. But if you're going to dwell on that, then that's what you're going to get more of. We have to move past it. And my friends, you know, I agree with some of what they're saying, but it's part of this big plan to keep us in chaos, you know, and the more we read into it, we're missing out. We're missing out on, I think, what is really going on. So I may disagree with them a little bit and say, you know, let's just focus on love and light everywhere to the planet, love and light to everybody. And what you think is the bad guy portrayed by our press maybe actually is no worse than us, or maybe even slightly better in some cases. And I'm not trying to run down the nation I live in, but I know our hands are not clean all the time, and there's an agenda. And the whole world is like that. I think most governments are like that. They follow an agenda and do bidding for others. So maybe just don't believe everything you hear. Maybe there's two sides to all stories. It's so easy nowadays to jump on the bandwagon. We've got to do something. That Vladimir Putin, he's horrible. I don't know. I don't know him personally. I don't know what goes on in Russia. As far as I know, the Russians that live in Ukraine wanted to revolt and get away from that because they weren't treated very well. And you can hear two sides to that story. I remember some reports when this first came out that said the Ukrainians were treating the Russians horribly, and that's why, you know, they stood up to them and wanted to pull away. So I'm not defending Russia or the Russian, the Ukrainian Russians. I'm just trying to give a different perspective as to we have a spin on our news. The BBC has a spin on their news. The Russian news has a spin. All these nations, they're going to turn it in a way that's favorable for whatever their agenda is. And the agenda of the nation is to obviously be as strong and independent and put yourself in as good a position. You know, back in the days of Genghis Khan, they just took over places. They went in. Now we use all different types, propaganda, manipulation. So we get the world on our side, and then it's okay. Well, what we're doing is okay because the world sees it this way, or the majority. The majority is never going to see it that way, perhaps. So I'm not going to get wound up in this whole thing because I don't know where the truth lies. I really don't know 100%. With anything, how do you know? We've been lied to before, repeatedly. And then there are things they deliberately leave out that you know. All you have to do is go back in history and look at things. And some of you won't go down this road, but the UFO topic, deliberately kept out of the news, even though there's been overwhelming evidence and there's been a few incidents that have thousands of people have seen. And I think the best example of that is the Flatwoods Monster with Frank Ficino, the research he's done on that. And I've had him on my show many times. How can you ignore that? And the press does. And when he tries to bring it to the press, they tell him one thing, like Monster Quest, and then they turn it into something else. They make it seem like it's something totally different. Because they don't want the truth to come out at this point. But there will come a time. I really believe there will come a time. There are those in spirit that are working to help us. My good buddy David Twitchell came and visited me. It was so nice to see David. He's like a brother. And he was up for just a day. And we talked about all different types of things. We sat on my deck and I cooked him dinner. And we kind of see eye to eye on so much of this. But we both agreed that there's a federation. I believe, after talking to people like David, who's he's an authority on UFOs, but also Frank and his stories. You know, there were several different crafts that were seen, and they all seemed to be working together back in 1952 during that incident, and they weren't here to attack us. And so there's a group that's looking out for us, as well as a group that maybe doesn't have our best interest. But not just from another planet or dimension, but I think there's also beings, many, many, many invisible beings, multidimensional angels, whatever you want to call them, that are here to assist us as well. And generally, the rule of thumb, from what I understand, is that they do it gently. They don't come in and force it. They don't do that. And that, to me, is the highest way. You don't, if you love somebody, you just wouldn't go, I'm doing this for your own good, get out of the way, boom. You would gently nudge them along and help them and encourage them every step of the way. And that's what I think is going on. And that's why I think it's just a matter of time before we see great change. And we already are. And so when I brought up about the Nordic Naturals, it really was kind of a way to get me started on all of this. And omega-3s, yeah. Is it something that can help us? I don't know. I'm going to take them for a while, see what happens. I know people that swear by it, so people I trust. And that's really what it boils down to. You have to be able to trust someone in order to believe what they're telling you. You know, I was out with two of my nephews and a niece. We were sitting around a campfire a couple days ago when I was off, and it was up at my in-law's cabin, and they wanted me to tell ghost stories. First, they asked if anybody knew. I don't even think they know that I do this show, you know, because I don't go around talking about it too much, even with them. And so I started telling them some ghost stories and ghost investigations that I've been on, and their eyes were wide. But I wasn't doing it trying to scare them. I was doing it to try to inform. If you ask questions, I'll give you answers. And so they just wanted more and more and more. And I said, there's nothing to be afraid of. There's nothing in this universe you should ever be afraid of. But I think kids like that. They like the possibility of, oh my goodness. And so the more we explore it, the more we're going to find answers most of the time, or a good part of the time, and then we won't be afraid of it, is the way I look at it. And that's what my show's been about. That's what my journey's been about. I'm going to go take some more omega-3s now, okay, so I can sharpen my brain for my next show, which is coming up with Joy. She's going to interview me. If you hadn't had enough of me, she's going to interview me. She wanted to do that. And so that's going to be coming up. Plus, Joy and Roslyn McGrath will be doing readings. They're going to be doing a show where it's not a show, but on August 23rd at the Dale Thomas Event Center in Rapid River, we are going to get together. And Joy's coming up from Pennsylvania, and she will be spending a few weeks up here. But she's agreed to go and do this. She's excited about it, and Rosalind's excited about it. So I think it'll be a great night. If you want to come to that, it'll be $25. We're paying for two people to come up here. And also proceeds will go back to Dale Thomas Event Center and T-shirts for Peace, which is Joy's, you know, that's what's close to her heart. She has a goal of someday creating these safe houses for children all over the world, and I can definitely see the need. I look at what's happened with these children that have come up from Central America, where they just don't have many options. You know, I think if there was something we could do, granted we're being overrun, and how do you deal with that? But also, it would be nice where children, if there was a place they could go, that they would be safe. Because there is a lot of that going on in the world. And it's being exposed more. because the truth is coming out, like I said earlier. So it's something to think about. And I definitely like her idea of that, T-shirts for Peace. And she just believes she's being driven to do that, just like I'm being driven. I believe I'm being driven to talk about these things. So next week, Joy of Union. Joy will interview me. And if you have any comments or anything, or if you want to be on my show, and I've talked to some of you, I would love to talk to you. And, you know, if you're not comfortable and you don't like the way the interview goes because it's pre-recorded, we don't have to air it. But I'd love to hear stories. They don't even have to be weird. It could be anything. Hope you have a great day. Thank you.
Music on Out There, created by Kevin MacLeod.